Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. He hasn't come on yet.
No? Yeah.
Brandy.
Hi, Brandy. He hasn't come on yet.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, we're utilizing the Anabikoa and everything we did in the earlier class. So we'll just do a L'shem Yichud when we start reading this class, which is Tikkuni Zohar. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix on the last row, I believe it's row 19, the second column from the left. That opens to a landing page and scroll down because this is class 3A. And we will start with reading section 3A. Does anybody have any questions before we begin? Lashani Khut Kut Shabri Fu Ishkin Tay Beat Hilu Urchimu Hilu Hilu Urchimu Leachta L'shem Yudhe B'vavhe B'yehudah Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah V'ayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konanei Aleinu Ma'aseh Yadeinu Konaneihu Tekiriyat Shema Uva'al Kenafim Yagid devar devur detalota fila al yadi shliach ugin David tzadik yesod olam hu kalil kala uzaya matai chadim tirein shemahen ilein v'al tirein shemahen ilein itmar az yiranenu atze hayar v'na'ana malach milacha v'go'esha m'shamaya v'amar hen hen ma'ase merakava havo matkat batzin malachi v'sharat v'vamizmot tachat chatan v'kola marayio mehaimana barich yehem botsana kadisha deimar ilin elien ilin leichada v'chon kutsha barichu ushkinteya kom Eliyahu Naviya Levyekara Dekucha Barichu Ushkinte Viyat Arun Amcha She'ar Naviya Yi Be'avid Liya Kena Bechai Tachavori Bela Komasharayim Yazilin mit paraki betarkud shabarifu Ushkinteya lechabara lom behai Chabura le ashtatcha Beyanicha lealin meshirin Utdenishmatin Tiazlin mitarakin mashkinata Teyahi yechida Eka yashev Badad ul ashkaka beyaneyaha L'mashrayin d'kutcha barichu D'itmar b'chon heinar alam Tzako chotze Milake shalom mar yivakshayin Tayon v'layit shalom ela kutcha barichu Kum lecha bara Lon b'chai chabora Dehakadit b'Yisrael Mishkalim me'alim Deit mar b'chon V'hamishkalim Yaseru K'zahar harakia Dadiyat kiare sefer hazohar Dadiyedain Lemapala lemare yehun Ulapaka askarot deshamachen Dekutcha barichu Ushkinteya bekegavna ulchavar alon bakol dakriyat shema udabor detzalota tevachon kalilan kol havoin ugnoin ve'aser deinun Tirein Shemahen Yo akado nak sofi ring pama malakin deinun. Kavandemare kavata ushrafim viopanim vikala shert katot tikalilam behondemashmishin viashar sufi wrote kahu ufnehem vikanafihem Perudot Bain Bikariat Shema Ben Lipomo Lakabel Elena Skarot Dinun Yakadonak Yakdonaki Bitsalota Ben Kishirot Utshavachot v'hodaot debekol askara ipok deyipok mipo mivi bekol atar v'chol mamalal tzarich lekevan lekavana Adonai kol b'yud kevav ke b'lai chada lon chachada b'yichuda de'ihu yachid na'alam b'machavar lon nemichad lon chachada uve'ya tzarich hake gavna dila Tulia lemimar beyakol. The davor ela mopashavata kadnachit kusha. Berifu bariat shema itmar bechavin. V'yashima et kol k'naf lachem V'yasar minei halulim V'shir pashot deyihu Yud keter kepol deyihu Yud hei hachma ubina M'sholesh v'yud kaivav Dehu chesed de gevura tiferet marova b'yud kav yud kevav ke dehu netzach od yusod malchut denatirin tzafra kadisha yisrael b'naihu Bekaran Bali Yisrael Lehu Amuda Dem Saita Behainu Shema Yisrael Hanachit Legabe Tzarich Likshar Leyabechada Belachada lon de Yehuda chada, belapiruda kalal, uginda mandeshach, benatayim, avara haya bidu, haya sheyacha, ve'amai kishrim. Leya bechada, leat, leach amdalid, kalila mearva parashim, begindelaya haparach, mine, veishtaarat Yehuda, Eka Yishyo Shiva Bedadu Ginda Kishrin Leya Bechada Bekama Kishuri Ditapali Bekomi Kishuri Titsitsit Dilayazos Naina Bekakishar Iu Misatr Sitra Deatyud Betirain Kisharin Ninun Teimun Kishir Derisha Yudke Valke Varva Parishin Bitapali Kashir Derdaroa Shemala Veinun Hey min yud alef kay dalad vav nun kayud the rau kol amai haaretz ki shem hashem begomer adonai arva bativ de tafeli alef kayud kay asher ati alef kayud kay malgav Ditapal bekaf alif azkarot Ditifilin dereisha Uki azkarot ditfilin Dayad bedaima Ela atafilin demare alma Karinun Lia tefilin aresha Tiamudade emsaita Kyasi lia Ime begidu gidvaha Deinun ritsoin detapili Bekashirin lea Yisrael Beshikin ta-ta-ta-a Ba-te-filin Di-ad-ve-le-ya Amrin Shema Yisrael Irad-e-sa-ve Tis-a-vin v'da-chachma Ila-a-vi-al-shema-ya It-kere Amuda De emsaita Yisrael Shir el Shir Mashma Allah Shir de Lavim El Mimina Dikahaniyo Amuda de emsaita. Creation works in a prescribed manner, meaning that these two names together are the dynamic that is ever present. The foundation of the world is the unity of intention with its actualization. The simple recognition of this process is the meaning behind the trees of the forest rejoice. In this way, prayer is unified with blessings or fulfillment. That 10 sefirot of Atzilut has the king in them, the He, or he is one with the life in each of those. What is not so with the 10 sefirot of Briah is that they do not have a life of their own. And on high above all, he decreed the 10 sefirot of Atzilut and the 10 sefirot of Bina, Bria, and in the 10 Sefirot, the circles of the heavens, they are changeless in all places. What it's saying is that the world, the Sefirot in Atzilut and the Sefirot in Bria are exactly the same. One is a reflection of the other. But as you come down further, that connection is not a mirror-like image. it's slightly altered, or it's greatly altered. Continuing to read. Ezekiel the prophet established those sephirot as mirrors to the gardens of the Shekhinah. And in them, and the enlightened will be radiant like the bright expanse in the sky. And the enlightened are these letters. Be radiant from these points taken from the Zohar, which indicates in them that the Shekhinah is included in all of them. And she, it was said, kept moving about amongst the creatures, that they are creatures of superiority, higher thought of the indications of the vowel points, and the lower creatures of the vowel points of the characters like this, a hay with three dots above. And they, the Segol, are superior, and the top three creatures are superior, are hinted by the Yud, Yud, Yud in creation of the boxes containing Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, and Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke contained in the Tefillin. And they, Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke, was king, and Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke is the king, and Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke will be king. The face of the three higher creatures is Chesed, Gevurah, and Tiferet. Herein are the secrets of the Merkava as related to consciousness. Imagine for a moment the holiness within that is the perceptual reality of all your thoughts about Hashem, including your questions and the answers you have received. Now forming the latticework of this inner framework are the Sefirot, the unification of Shekhinah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with the recitation of the Shema. All of these had built up within consciousness that at some point spontaneously glows with the brilliance of the combination of Yud-Ke, Vav-Ke and Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. The result of this combining is self-awareness. There is a cascade of this self-awareness that is shown via the expansion of the above-mentioned framework, so that it produces a spinning motion, making this framework accessible and visible from all aspects of life, revealing its true inner nature. We attach ourselves in thought, speaking and listening to prayers that join in unity, combining predestination with fulfillment. The Shema and its holy sound gives wings to prayers moving the chariot via the 10 praises called Sefirot. My commentary. Most people do not realize that there are three levels of Kavanah to every letter of every prayer. These three levels are thought Kavanah, speaking Kavanah, and listening Kavanah. All of the physical aspects plus Kavanah need to combine into unity in order to manifest as a miracle in this level of consciousness. What do you think the meaning of fulfillment combined with predestination represents? In my opinion, it is the manifestation of the various movie metaphor. I'm referring to the basic class 5 and 6. I'm referring to binding by striking, Zivug Dehaka'a. There are vibrations interpenetrating one another and subsequently all of Israel via the middle pillar. These vibrations establish the thought into speech, into sound, into the manifestation of fulfillment. Thought must be tied to its fulfillment through the unique vibration of unity produced by the Shema. Any interruption lowers the vibration, thus reducing its efficacy to the point of not getting off the ground. Tefillin and tzitzit symbolizes the knotting together of thought and its outcome, which is echad, the unity of Aleph, Chet, to Dalet. In order that mind should have the physical imagery of the internal process, meditation on tefillin brings out the yud, or the essence of Hashem, via the two heys, with the head tefillin, or the initial idea, and the arm tefillin, or the action that is taken. The four texts and the four housings of tefillin symbolize the four worlds of Kabbalah, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, one inside the other, demonstrating the dynamic of unity of thought and outcome. Echie asher echie, this is the way things work. Thoughts one inside the other, each with their connections symbolized by the straps of the tefillin. The supernal ima out of which all utterances come, especially those contained with the head and the hand tefillin, shows its entire nature, which is to remind us of the current or the Shekhinah that is produced by the awakening self-awareness or the consciousness that knows itself. The great wisdom is the supernal Chachmah that produces Israel, or the middle pillar, and is surrounded by the Levites and the Kohanim, who are the support of the righteous. Thoughts are supported and surrounded by other thoughts, some higher, some lower, some to the left, and some to the right. This is the organization of consciousness that is to symbolize the four worlds of Kabbalah, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, one inside the other, demonstrating the dynamic of unity of thought and outcome. Thoughts are supported and surrounded by other thoughts, some higher, some lower, some to the left, and some to the right. This is the organization of consciousness that is the continuous creation of Hashem. The mother descends with the Kedusha of the Levites from the left, and through it, one who wants to become wealthy should head north. Both stand in the middle pillar that unites them. Even so is Yesod the life force of worlds, and is the connection of the middle pillar and the lower Shekhinah, in which place in prayer, in which is included the 18 blessings, and in it the two names, Yud Aleph, Hey Dalet, Vav Nun, Hey Yud. The two names stand together as one, and both names should be secretly attached. That's the end of tonight's class. Are there any questions? I wish you all a happy new year, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow when we start the Slichot class. Shalom to all.
Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Shalom. You
Shalom.
Too.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom.